Was it Paul?
Good morning. It's all one word here. It's, I don't even know, what day is it? Well, Saturday. Saturday the 9th of August. It's hanging around 25 past 8, something like that, in the morning. Beautiful sunshine. However, I look east, no wrong, I look west, and there's a big barrage of cloud. That's an unusual looking cloud. Looks quite evil. Fairly low. Got Molly out here on the island. Ready? Go! Okay. It's going to hit a car. Oh! I'm using one of the, you know those ball chucker things? It's a bit of plastic that's like 2 foot long and enables the ball to be thrown quite easily with a lot, with minimal power, but... Come on! The buzzing you can hear across to your right there is this, electrical power subs. Oh, Molly! She was kind of running away from me, but still looking at me, and smashed into the fence of this thing. So that's what's buzzing. The sun is actually quite hot on my back. I can feel it. I think we're going to get rain today. It rained. It rained a lot yesterday afternoon. I think it must have rained during the night at some point as well. Ground's quite wet, but... Sarah, she's been in the bin. Go! Oh. Slept really well, but I stayed up last night researching why my Fiat motorhome is, well, she gets quite hot. When I mean she gets quite hot, I'm talking about the water temperature gets hot, and it turns out that the water temperature is not getting hot at all. There's something wrong with the sender units, the temperature sender units, and actually the only thing wrong with them is they need unplugging and replugging, and apparently that fixes the problem. So generally no cost. It's just a build-up of static, and the, you know, terminals need reconnecting. So what does that involve? I don't really know. I know that the sender unit, it looks like a spark plug. and I don't exactly know where it is. There's two. So there must be one in the cold water and one in the hot water. As the you know, as the engine runs and gets hotter and the water gets hot. Molly! Molly! She was quite desperate to get out this morning. Need to walk her properly again. So, I've researched that problem and that seems to be the solution. So, so an easy fix, really. And what I also want to do today is get some oil filter, air filter, and change those. I don't know I need to have a look in the engine. Look at the engine again. Ready? You can hear the ball whistle. The ball is a hard rubber ball with a hole all the way through. The hole is like, what, a centimetre in diameter. I don't know why. I think the ball is made by that firm Kong? Is it Kong? And Kong make these rubber shapes that you put something inside, like peanut butter, and the dogs can chew it, but the rubber is so hard. Nothing. Is it by Kong? Yeah, the ball is by Kong. So I think the idea is you, in the hole, you put a dog biscuit, or you know, you jam a dog biscuit in there, or put some peanut butter or something. God, she's going for it today. So yeah, engine bay, need to have a look. Need to see where the oil filter is. I haven't had eyes on the oil filter. And I can service the vehicle myself. Really. Okay, so it's a bit windy now. I wonder if the hairy spoffle's doing its thing, because all I can hear is the wind. The wind is rushing past my headphones, and that's quite loud in my ear. Hopefully not through this Zoom here. Ready? Go! Ugh, slobber. So, I can change the oil myself. It's because I don't know when. I know it was serviced last year. At least I know that the water isn't actually getting too hot, so I'm not worried about that. So I've bought the... Everything's ready. Oh, yeah. So I haven't told the story, actually. We went to the... went to the locksmith people, and he couldn't... He probably could, but no, to be honest, I turned up at 5 to 5 yesterday, and the shop was shutting at 5. But he was happy to come out to the car park around the back and have a look, and he... He couldn't get in because he was using his we call them skelly keys. I don't know what the proper term is, but he was using keys that would open it. So he was under the impression that there was something behind the cam. So he suggested drilling out the. Wind's picking up. Oh my God, I look east and there's some nasty cloud coming from the east as well as the west. So he suggested drilling out the vent that's on the door of the LPG tank there. And I didn't really want to do that, so I'm going to go in from the inside, drill a hole in the wooden, wooden chipboard panel on the inside. I don't like people sniffing like that. God, the wind has picked up. Ready? Off you go. Yeah, so I really want to do that today, because as soon as I can turn that or get access to the gas bottle, we're away, because that means the gas is on. Dog's slobber is really viscous. Oh dear, that's going to go on the road. Go on. Ah, oh, she's got it. Yeah, but we're happy. I recorded some audio last night when we got back and I installed the Chromecast, it took a long time to do its update. A long time. It took like 20 minutes or more to do its update. But the Chromecast works in there. But obviously, you have to have a Wi-Fi signal for it to work. And my only problem was, I stuck on Netflix just to test it. Yeah, come here. I stuck on Netflix and it took, you know, whenever you wanted to use the controls on the Netflix app, which recognises the Chromecast, it took like 2 minutes for it to do anything. So you hit pause and it wouldn't pause. Hit stop, it wouldn't stop. So maybe that's just because it's new, you know, it's first setup or whatnot. You know, I don't know. But yeah, that was that. And well, it recognises. It obviously does. YouTube was perfect. Actually, I tested YouTube. YouTube worked straight away. Not a drama. so that was Netflix, YouTube, and I also here. Stop chasing the leaves. Starting to get tired now. Well, probably. She's starting to slow down. Oh God, no, she's away. And also Downcast, which is a podcast app that I use for iOS. The Chromecast works on that, so that'd be interesting. Some cloud overhead now. It's moving quite quickly. The sun on my back is really, really hot. I mean, it's so hot that if you stand there, it becomes uncomfortable. That's how hot it is. Where's the ball? All right. She's away. Fast little dog. Oh, he's getting in the car. I don't know what he was putting in his car. They're very unsocial. People are neighbours. They won't even look at you. We've got a new next door neighbour. And he won't even look up at you to say hello. They've just moved in 2 days ago or something like that. Where are we now? Wednesday did they move in? No, it was before that. Or was it? Tuesday or Wednesday, they moved in. Molly! Molly! Oh, dog slobber. Oh well. The sun's just been covered over by this cloud. It's now gone quite cool. The cloud is moving really, really quickly. Really quickly. So how high is that cloud? Well, there's two layers, I can see. The lower layer is what? A 1,000 feet? Yeah, I'd say 1,000 feet. And the higher layer is hanging around 5,000 feet. How do I know this, you may ask? Well, it's a guesstimate, of course. It's a guesstimate, but I always remember what 3,000 feet looks like because of skydiving. The static line jumps started at 3,000 feet, so I've got a pretty good handle on how high 3,000 feet is. It's a good measure. And on that skydiving course, that week-long course, what kind of altitude we went up to, but I was free-falling for 10 seconds. Was it 10 seconds? Or did I free fall for 5 seconds? I can't remember. I can't remember. That was 99. How? I remember falling through a cloud and feeling the wetness of the cloud and being dry about a second later. Molly! We were high. I remember we were bloody high. But I know what 3,000 feet is. Sun's trying to burn away the cloud. And it seems to be working, you know. Molly! Oh, there's my new next door neighbour. Put the stuff into his car. Ready? Uh-oh, I was going to hit my car. Molly! She's chasing leaves. I should change the angle of attack of my throw so that it scoots along the ground. Yeah. I need to take this dog out, really. So, getting back to it, I think if I... You know, once we get into the gas tank to turn the gas on, then, you know, the world's our oyster. Because we can cook and, well, we can heat water, basically. But that means cooking, which means you can make a brew. It's a great space, you know, a camper van. It's a great base to come back to. You can, you know, space in the back to sit and eat and, or drink a brew. Your own little piece of the world in the world, you know. Whereas in a car, you're kind of cramped up, aren't you? If you are, you know what I mean. Anyway. Couple of more throws, Molly Moo. I'm getting sick of the dog slobber spraying all over the place as I throw this ball. I wanted to do a Mac McColgan Morning Thoughts. Because I feel really tranquil this morning. I do. I feel really tranquil. A little bit of pressure because of going away. A little bit of pressure because I can't get into that... When I say pressure, stress. Because I can't get into the flipping gas tank and I have to jigsaw a hole in my beloved vehicle. So I'm a bit hacked off about that. I think I'll go. I'll take you back in the house with me. Oh, I suppose I've got to go and chuck these poo bags in the bin. Oh, no, I'm not doing that now. I'll do it. I'll come back out. Molly, wait. Molly, come on, come on, come on, straight across. Right, give us a ball. 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 Oh, me fuchsias have taken a battering in the night. Lost some flowers there. Come on then, Mum. Hiya. Yeah, it was really warm.
You think it's going to rain?
Yeah, it was really warm just then. And it's so bright that I put my sunnies on. Oh, you got your hood up. Dog had a good run out.
It's not supposed to rain till 3 o'clock.
Oh, well. What time is it?
10 to 9.
10 to 9. You think we could be out the house by kind of 20 past-ish?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all on me. Mm-hmm. Three S's. You want a cup of tea? Yes?
Yeah, if you're making one. If not, get ready.
I will have the coffee. Oh, did my wash and wash?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But you're not supposed to do your shirts with it. You do your shirts with shirts. Very naughty. If there's any stains on it now, it's your fault. Just saying.
There was only one shirt.
It doesn't matter. You're not meant to do any.
But you said shirts, as in the plural. So you are a hoodie, young man. What have you got? Is that my phone? What is it? It is Twitter. It says... Adrian at Turbo Stream is listening to me on Audio Boo Tesco Experience. I could have done. Three bags of dog number two. Harry, what have you got? Oh, no wonder I can't see. What are we doing today? We need to fuel the galaxy. We need to see about Power Rangers today, don't we? Ooh, his expression changes. What? A red one. Where do we get the red Power Ranger? They're only from the pound shop. They're only a pound, that's why I don't mind. Have you got a blue one? You need the blue one. Are you going to engage with me today?
You're just going to do that, Marie.
There must be no whinging. So, you've got the dinosaurs.
Oh, he wants to know what the certain type is, but I don't know. Show Daddy, might know.
Okay, let's have a look. This is a mammoth.
No, okay. It's a little flat one.
This little flat one. I don't know. Definitely. We'd have to have a look. Oh, that's the same as that one, isn't it? Just different colour. I don't know what it is. We'll have to look them up.